Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hour number three here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. We've talked to Drake May. We've talked to Marcus Jones. If you want to hear Drake May again, stick around for the drive at 5. We'll get a replay of the quarterback who was in a very good mood and also very, I thought, forthcoming in a lot of areas. So about an hour from now, you can listen to Drake May. But you just heard Mike Vrabel on the Greg Hill Show this morning. Mike Vrabel joins the Greg Hill Show every Patriots Monday throughout the year, brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member DIF, FDIC. So there was a follow-up there to that question from Courtney about the goal line struggles, goal to go, red zone offensive struggles. Yep. Let's hear the rest of that, Fitzy.
And again, when we get out of, with the injuries, we were out of goal line. There were some things that did us there. And then at the end of the day, you have to be able to move somebody into the end zone. You have to be able to score with your man. And that's really what happens. And we have to be better. We have to be able to convert those into touchdowns. And so it's everybody. It's the design. It's the execution. You're not going to win any games. Too many games if you can't score with inside the 5-yard line.
He goes, you're not going to win any games. Then he's like, well, we won yesterday, so I guess I can't say you're not going to win any games if you don't score.
We're 10-2. This example might not work that well.
Yeah, he was in a play, like the holidays coming up. You know, he talked later about family coming up and the kids bringing new girlfriends.
Yeah, like, Courtney's like, separate bedrooms? And he's like, place isn't big enough. And
then can't afford that.
Then Courtney was like self-flagellation or whatever mode after. She's like, why did I ask that? That was so dumb. Why did I? And I was like, it wasn't dumb. I thought it was kind of a funny question.
It was
actually
a great question. It was a great answer and a big laugh from him as well. But he handled her question well. Wiggy asked him at one point, got to button up special teams. Like, there's a kickoff return that went really long.
Yeah.
Then there's a penalty. And he's like, okay, which one was it? Like, did we make that hat? Like,
he did. He said, did they have a long return or was it called back? Which one was it? And Wiggy was like, well, you gave up the long return and then they called it back. I actually liked Wiggy's answer. Like, the guy ran a long way physically, but it didn't count.
Stood his ground. It was good. But yeah, like, he's not wrong. Like, they're not going very far in the postseason, if anywhere at all, if they can't score from the one, and not just once, eight times? Like, you gotta punch it in there, coach, and he knows that.
Yes, and especially he knows that. It's one thing if you're Mike Martz's, like, oh, we're a turf team and we're gonna spread you out and be fancy dancy. He's Mike Vrabel. He came here talking about, like, the line of scrimmage and big guys and establishing a this and a stat. Like, is there an older cliche in the book about a football team than, like, at some point in time, you're going to need to be able to get 1 yard if you're going to be the football team you think you're going to be? Well, yesterday they couldn't get that yard. They quite literally could not get that yard. But I don't think that necessarily means – I do want to give them – and I'd have to go back and look at the order of operations here. Did they try the tush-push with both Wilson and Campbell already out? I think they did. Either way, there was a goal line stop the first time with Wilson already out. So you had a backup guard in there, which isn't ideal. And I seem to care about this more than anyone, Fitzy. You didn't have Tonga at your disposal at fullback, and I really think that mattered. I really think that adversely affected some of the stuff they've been doing or want to do on the goal line. Now, the fair question is, would they don't have a plan B? They put it all in Tonga's basket, and if Tonga gets hurt, we don't know how to run plays on the goal line, and that's a fair question to ask Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels at some point, but I'll be off on Friday, so I'll leave that to somebody else. But I think not having Tonga affected them.
Yeah, they just need to get their yards per carry up, quite frankly.
But that's a separate issue. You can only get 1 yard on the 1 yard line. The most you can fluff up your numbers is one. Mm-hmm. It actually hurts your yards per carry. But you know what hurts more than getting 1 yard on the goal line?
Kicking a field goal when you could get a touchdown?
Yes, getting no yards on the goal line. So I agree with you, but there's two separate issues here. The run game kind of sucked yesterday overall. Totality, midfield, short field, long field, wherever it was. The run game sucked against a defense that you people told me sucked.
Oh, no, it wasn't just us people. It was the league, stats, networks, analysts, everybody.
I believe Trags told me they can't tackle. It's laughably bad tackling. And then I'm watching these plays go for Ramondre Stevenson averaged 8/10 of a yard per carry.
Yep, 0.83 yards a carry.
Good Lord. What are we doing?
He looked, honestly, Andy, he looked like he was running in, like, quickcrete yesterday. Like
a little rust?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going to say?
It was so obvious that Travion Henderson was the more explosive and prepared back. Like, if Ramondre is that not up to speed, then you best just not play him.
Well, Travion Henderson didn't exactly light it up. What was he at? 3-point-whatever yards per carry. Yes, okay. I mean, it was like
better
4 or 5 points.
Yards per carry.
But, I mean, I didn't think he had a lot of success, too. Again, you have to factor in the offensive line changes. Mm-hmm. And you have Ben Brown out there who, you know, has done a nice job over the last couple of years as being the next man up. But as I always like to say, there's a reason he's a backup. There's a reason he's not the starter. He's not one of your best five offensive linemen. And to be fair, over the course of the game, you had Marcus Bryant in there at right tackle because Morgan Moses was ill and went to the locker room. Then you lose Will Campbell. So now you have Vidarian Lowe and Ben Brown on the left side. I also just thought, did you think there was any creativity to the run game?
Sure didn't.
Nah, me neither. Hey, buddy, there was no creativity.
Hey, friend, how are you? That was a pretty pedestrian approach to the run game yesterday in attacking that 32nd ranked defense.
No, they had nothing in terms of creativity on the goal line. There was not a lot of efforts to get the ball wide. I don't know if their game plan told them they could only run the ball up the middle. They're soft up the middle. And then the flip side of that, as we go through concerns coming out of this game here on a Patriots Monday, looked like Chase Brown got easy yards anytime he wanted him. It was like, oh, he's already 9 yards downfield. Somebody should probably tackle him before he goes much further.
He was five yards downfield on every carry before somebody made contact.
And Mike Vrabel brought that up today, and I'm glad he did, because there's a difference between giving up tough yards, making guys make moves, making guys break arm tackles, whatever, and just allowing a guy to get a, you know, head of steam and be 7 yards downfield before he's even touched. And that's what it was yesterday with Brown. First game without Milton Williams. So there could be reasons / excuses that are given for these issues. But I thought both sides of the ground game yesterday were, I don't know, alarming seems like a strong word.
How about lackluster?
I don't know. The goal line sucking on offense was borderline alarming. That might actually qualify as alarming. The run defense, I would say, is lackluster. The run offense was alarming on the goal line.
Yeah, Travion averaged 3.7 yards per carry, which is kind of in lockstep with his season average. Drake May, 4.4 yards on his 5 scoots yesterday. Chase Brown, 5.5 yards a carry, 19 for 107. So not only did you give up your first, well, someone had already run for 53 yards against you. So you allowed that person to, Chase Brown, to double the most yards you'd given up to another running back and your first 100-yard rusher. And it was, there weren't any cheap yards in there.
Oh, no, it was easy. It was borderline easy for him. to get those yards. So you can put all those numbers away, the 50-yard rusher, the 100-yard rusher, the 1960 stats that they've been putting out, the SID stats, run
the
yards.
The greatest rush defense in the history of the NFL.
All right, let's just stop with that and now just get good again. Just get good enough to deal. Because we were a little cocky talking about, I don't know, the Ravens and that run game with Henry and Lamar on the horizon, or even Cook in Buffalo, that run game. So not only do you have tough games on the horizon, the strength of your defense is now not the strength that your defense once was, and you're going to have to deal with some of the better rushing attacks. 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Go to Ralph in Cranston. What's up, Ralph?
Hey, guys, look, they're not a perfect team. We know that. And we also know they don't have a lot of depth. Now we're going to see how this offensive line is going to perform now. But, you know, like yesterday you mentioned it. I mean, you're up 4 points in the fourth quarter toward the end. You kick that field goal. What are you doing? That puts you up 7. Now they can't get a field goal to tie it. And that was a dumb decision. I remember, the last game? Fourth and 5, or whatever it was, at the 45-yard line of the other team, and you go for it. They do make some dumb moves. I mean, as far as, you know, the way they, some of the play calling. But, and you know, you look at Henderson. That's average for Henderson. Henderson is not a runner who's going to get a lot of yards unless he's picking these up with a big hole or in the fourth quarter when others are tired. You know, but what are you going to do? I mean, this team, I didn't want the people to be calling them a Super Bowl contender just yet. You know, they still have turned it around, and I'm very happy. We may see some of the flaws of this team going forward, especially with the offensive line being hurt like that.
All right, thanks for the call, Ralph.
Could be the case.
Yeah, we're going to see flaws / depth, and I don't know where those two lines kind of cross in your mind, Fitzy, but of these issues, are the injuries the biggest issue? Like, do you have the scheme things or the unit things, the run defense, the run offense, whatever? Are the injuries the biggest concern?
Yes, of course. Yeah, because injuries what will prevent this team from making a deep postseason run. Come on. How long have we been outlining depth being the primary concern for this team? Like, back in July, we were saying, like, this team seems pretty shallow. Like, they drafted and imported a bunch of starters, but after that, they don't have a lot of backups that would even make other teams. So, yeah, injury is a significant. I have no problem with the offense in general, and I'm fine with the defense as well. Hell, you had that piece yesterday, Diana Russini's things I'm hearing or her Sunday news and notes where Andy Reid and Mahomes said they hate playing Vrabel defenses.
Yes, Dan Ball.
I don't know, boys, but right now holding 10 draft picks in 2026 feels pretty useless given the lack of moves to establish some depth at the trade deadline. I can't help but go there. I think you had an opportunity to continue to just tinker a little bit. I didn't need you to send 3 firsts out for Sauce Gardner. That wasn't your need, but depth was an issue during training camp, was an issue during week 1 in the beginning of the season, and it was an issue before you kicked off against the Bengals, and you had one way to address that, and you didn't do that.
Yes, Dan Ball, I wouldn't expect you to necessarily listen to the Six Rings post-game show, but I had a little rant in there where I don't think Mike Vrabel's allowed to kind of sulk about the fact that he has to play Vedarian Lowe or Marcus Bryant. Because Mike Vrabel had the opportunity to change that if he wanted to. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even talking about the trade deadline. I'm going all the way back. We've wondered about Vedarian Lowe all the way, right? Like, fans love to take pot shots at him. Vedarian Blow, we know what he was last year. He can't even line up. He stinks. He's this. He's that. They've all felt that way. But Mike Vrabel felt that he was the backup left tackle. And if you're a backup, don't you have to be ready to put that person in? Like, you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
You have to acknowledge the fact that that person is your best option to go in the football game if something happens to your left tackle, Will Campbell. So you decided, and now we're already getting questions. And Mike Vrabel, I don't know if you guys listened to the press conference this morning at Gillette Stadium, was not all in on saying Vedarian Lowe is the left tackle. He was asked whether that would be the case or whether Marcus Bryant could move over there or you could move somebody else around. And he said something to the effect, or I'm not sure I'm ready to commit to an answer to that right now. And it's like, wait, he's been your backup left tackle all along. And if you didn't like him as your backup left tackle, you could have pursued someone at the trade deadline. You could have pursued someone in August to upgrade the position. So guess what? You're not up the creek without a paddle. You got a paddle, and his name is Vedarian Lowe, and you picked your damn paddle.
This is your bed. You're now going to have to make it and lay in it as well. Look, maybe what they end up doing, Andy, is like Vedarian Lowe can be your, oh, no, the left tackle went out during the game, injury replacement guy. Maybe what Vrabel is saying is maybe he's not the short-term solution for when and if Will Campbell is able to get healthy enough to come back. Maybe it is Marcus Bryant. I sure as hell hope it's not moving Morgan Moses over to left tackle, because I think that, considering his age and how good he's been where he is, I'd like to see him left alone. That could be troublesome.
Yeah, I would not make another change, because now you got everything. Now you got Onwenu next to whoever you put at right tackle instead of Morgan Moses. I don't like any of that idea. I'm just saying, you had opportunities along the way to upgrade, and you just, and the other thing is with Vedarian Lowe, it's not like you don't have tape on him that he's young or no. There's tape. We all saw it. We watched the season last year. He got a lot of reps out there. They weren't always good reps. So I want to comment on, first of all, Dan Ball dead on again. Dan's the greatest, blah, blah, blah. But the 978, I skipped over those, Dan.
Wait, what?
yeah, 401, yep. Dan Ball for 10-2 show. 401, Dan Ball dead on again. These are your fans in Rhode Island. You're big in Rhode Island.
I didn't realize my burner had a 401 area code.
They don't like anything in Rhode Island, and for some reason you're popular in Rhode Island. They like themselves some Dan Ball down there.
I'm just breaking the mold. You know how it works.
Yep.
Just had to put my headphones back in. I hate it when you pull the cord out. But the other texter said, 978. So do you guys think that you would get a Pro Bowl caliber lineman or pass rusher? Seriously? Did I say a Pro Bowler?
Nope. I didn't want the Sauce Gardner trade. I don't need a Pro Bowler. I don't need a Hall of Famer. I don't need a guy that's won a Super Bowl before. I need a warm body who plays better than what we've seen from Vedarian Lowe. That's all I need.
That's it. Like, just a good swing tackle with veteran experience that's on another team, and that team's going nowhere, and they would love the draft pick. That's exactly who we were looking for.
And I know the argument coming out of the trade deadline, and this is something that Ted presented given his experience in locker rooms, is, well, you don't want to mess with the vibes, the mojo, the culture, and stuff like that, and there have been plenty of Super Bowl-winning teams who didn't make deadline moves. You got to look at this year's team in a vacuum. You are better than you thought you were going to be. You'd been damn lucky in terms of injuries, and you were a group whose depth was suspect from the very beginning. So I don't equate whatever the Eagles did or the Chiefs did to the Patriots at all. This year's team needed guys to fill out their depth chart.
And we all had questioned the depth from day one, like early training camp. Ted was ahead of that curve as much as anyone. And you had kind of skated and gotten by and probably had to think at some point, whether it's the media's fault or not for talking about it, law of averages was going to settle things out. And
because every fault,
he blamed the media. Mike Vrabel blamed the media to kick off his press conference last night. But law of averages, right? Football is 100% injury rate. You're going to get injured. Like, it's just going to happen. You had to think they were coming. So those two right there are arguments for adding players. You don't have any depth, and the law of averages says your depth is probably going to be challenged moving forward. So I think it's fair to question that. And my point isn't about getting an elite player. My point is, if you like Vedarian Lowe, who started games last year, I'm fine with that. We can say we don't like him, but if they like him and they say, no, he's the best option we could have as a backup left tackle, that's their opinion to have. But if you don't and you're already considering putting somebody else there, then you probably should have considered somebody else there from the get-go.
Wait, so if I said that it was execution or schematics or injuries, I said injuries was my primary concern. What was yours? Is it injuries as well?
Yeah, and I won't even say injuries. It's the Will Campbell injury because I've tied it together. Last week I answered it. Will Campbell's the guy that can't get hurt, in part because Will Campbell not only puts the offensive execution in jeopardy, he puts Drake May in jeopardy. And I don't want to see people hitting Drake May because if Drake May goes down, then it really is over for this football team. So, yeah, my biggest concern, you can get better schematically run game. You can get better schematically on the goal line. Your run defense should improve. To the texter, Milton Williams has to sit out 4 games. This was the first one, so he's got 3 more games before he gets back on the football field and bolsters your run defense. But, yeah, you can get through all those things. You're not going to be able to get through if there's an injury to your quarterback, and that's a concern with your left tackle being hurt. Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Lou in New Hampshire. What's up, Lou?
Hey, Andy. I was just calling in because I noticed you always put Josh Allen in the same breath as Patrick Mahomes, and I think he belongs with Philip Rivers. The guy is a loser.
Lou.
I mean, the AFC East was wide, wide open. Patrick Mahomes lost a tough foot in the Super Bowl. And, you know, we'll blame the coach. It'll be the same thing as like, oh, it's all Norm Turner's fault, you know. But at some point, the buck stops and Josh Allen, he just can't get it done. And I think Drake May is going to be the king of the AFC East.
Thanks for the call, Lou.
About that.
And bringing up the idea that Josh Allen is a loser, I disagree, sir, because I would ask you this. I am a big Josh Allen fan, and I am a bit of an excuse maker at times.
Called us that last week for both of us.
I just wonder how many Hall of Famers he's played with or been coached by, because I can answer that for Patrick Mahomes. His coach is the greatest offensive coach of the generation and maybe the greatest coach of any kind of the generation. And everybody tells me Travis Kelce is maybe the greatest tight end of all time and is certainly a Hall of Fame tight end, correct?
So the first part is untrue. The second part is true.
So there's two right there that are Hall of Famers he's with, and he had Tyreek Hill for portions of the run, and Tyreek Hill may have been the most feared player for many reasons, but on the field for his speed, quickness,
on field,
and playmaking ability. Maybe anybody that he's played, like Steph Diggs was good. He's got Steph Diggs, and Steph Diggs may find his way into the Hall of Fame. We'll see where this goes over the next few years. But I don't know that anybody says Steph Diggs is like on the Travis Kelce GOAT level. And I also think the coaching is suspect at best in Buffalo. I think Sean McDermott's a little bit of a boob, and I think he's been exposed off and on. He's brought stability there, but he can't get over the hump. I feel like Sean McDermott is the Philip Rivers of coaches. He accumulates regular
Marty
season
Schottenheimer.
Victories. I think it's disrespectful to Marty Schottenheimer. I think Sean McDermott couldn't hold Marty Schottenheimer's jock. I think Sean McDermott is the biggest problem in Buffalo. And then the secondary is the talent around him. I just don't think is that good. Chris Jones, I mean, there's been some really good players on that Kansas City defense with Patrick Mahomes over the years as well. And also, Josh Allen not far enough in his career. Philip Rivers finished his whole damn career winning nothing. Winning a grand sum total of
Also the defensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs, whose very name mentioned is nightmare fuel for New England Patriots fans. Steve Spagnuolo, also not bad.
Yeah, no. Steve Spagnuolo
might be a Hall of Famer too.
I mean, he's kind of the Josh McDaniels of defense. Hasn't worked as a head coach, but when he's coordinating defenses, they're usually Super Bowl winning or Super Bowl caliber defenses. So, yeah, I'm not going to have this Josh Allen is a loser commentary today. I'm not in the mood for it. He's not winning right now, and the win over him looks less impressive, and he's no longer an MVP candidate, and he's turning the ball over too much, and yeah, the season's kind of falling apart in Buffalo, but I'm not going to call Josh Allen a loser this afternoon on a Patriots Monday. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we'll continue to take your phone calls on the Patriots season. Are you worried about what the offense is going to look like with Will Campbell? And the next question, who needs to step up the most to solidify the offensive line, to solidify the passing game? Is it Vedarian Lowe? Is it Josh McDaniels in the scheme? Is it Doug Marrone and the position coaching? Does he have to coach up Vedarian Lowe better than they did a year ago? Or is it Drake May, the quarterback? Does he need to get rid of the ball quickly accurately and take a bigger load on offense. That's all next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
The guy is a loser.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.